80 minutes of cardio a day on 100 grams of carbs and zero fats. And you're like, wow, your metabolism must suck. I'm like, yeah, it does. And, you know, yeah,
Porter doesn't have everyone run DMP, and he has nobody run it these days after those hospital incidents. But I use DMP. My clients use it. I'm not against it.
Episode number 104. I'm Scott McNally, and this program is brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. You can use our code ADVICES for additional savings. Plus, it helps to support our programming. I'm still super fond of the...
Look in the mirror. Hey, I'm still fat. Get up on the cardio machine, and that's what you need to do. So,
well, that's the old school, man.
Yeah, that's even my dad, man. My dad brought Awesome Conditioning. They didn't weigh their food out then. They just fucking ate.
Right.
Well, and people used to do crazy shit, like not eat every 3 hours. Like, you might have a day where you...
Andrea Watson, for this title, we are calling these episodes Fiscal Fitness. Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny. I like it. It's cheesy. So Fiscal Fitness, we're going to have Mike Clay on today from Best Bar Ever. Mike Clay has been supporting
body. Just on 300 tests for the last 3 months and training pretty casually and kind of eating like shit. And I decided I'm going to do a 5-week hardcore transformation. I'm not competing, but just so I can look good at the beach and for this wedding that we're going to and all this shit. So funny thing is, you know, 1 week in, I'm just doing old school plump
world. Mike's going to tell us more about that. At this time, they are released. At the time of the recording, they had not come out yet, but they are out now. You can go to bestbareffort.com to check them out. You can order some for yourself, and soon they will be coming to...
Right. And I look like fucking shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the last 5 months before I started prep this year, boss, and I was running, I made a conscious decision to cruise for 5 months before I started prep to see if I'd get a better response when I, you know, started pushing gear.
Did you?
He is now experiencing some mainstream success with. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about the new bars. I'm eating them like they're going out of style. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I hope that you are as inspired.
Shit like that. And again, you know, I think it really depends. If you're that ectomorph type that fought for every ounce of muscle on your frame, then yeah, you got to be religious with your, with, you know, tracking your nutrients and all that crap. But if you hold size with relative ease, then you just got to be religious.
With me, I've got Mike Clay from Best Bar Ever. Thank you for joining me, man. It's been a while since I've been wanting to get you on.
Man, thanks for having me. Always grateful.
Dude, so we just had the live podcast event, which was sponsored by Best
Bar. I pulled SIP a week out and I just put pro. But I'll probably be, right now I'm like 260 pretty lean. I could see myself in 10 years being about 290 decently lean and doing exactly what I'm doing now.
Very cool. Dave, you got anything else?
Type thing. I just want to know, what do you have out? Because these are honestly my new favorites.
Yeah, man. For those that don't know, last January, I sold my company to Nature's Bounty. They're a third largest.
And, you know, I was undefeated in high school. He wanted to wrestle me. So I was like, all right, fuck it, dude. Let's go on the grass, right? So I'm on like DMP and Trend. Dude, this guy fucking destroyed me. And like in under a minute, I was so gassed. Dude, he fucking pinned me in under a minute, which I've never been pinned in my life, right?
Now.
Okay.
We increased the fiber from flax, chia, and oats. So it's not just all a syrup-based fiber.
Oh, nice.
Additionally, I lowered the fat, lowered the carbs, lowered the sugar,
okay.
But kept the protein constant. So it is, so 55.
Probably dick around a year or two and then get into bodybuilding, or they jump right into bodybuilding. And they go from being a healthy person to a giant guy with a bunch of muscles whose lungs and heart have never completely, not grown, but your
scavers are just amazing. So. I liked the old ones, the old perishable bars, and that's where you guys started, am I right?
Yeah, everything actually started in my home kitchen.
You're kidding.
Used to make them, literally used to make them by hand 16 hours a day. How would
4250, in spite of coming down to like 150 a week, like I told you guys. But it was interesting to see that when I came back into bodybuilding, the whole point the whole reason I got back in was because I was doing really heavy HIIT cardio.
Homegrown. To this day, you met Shane French, our one of our chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Literally to this day, we're making bars in our home kitchen. If we can't make it at home, it doesn't make it to the market.
No kidding.
Now, yeah, don't get me wrong. That's where our ideas start.
Stuff. So I'd be lying if I said I'm doing this just on TRT. But yeah. No, I've run heavy cycles and had no issues grappling. But it's also
That's crazy, man. I continued.
So
yeah, but there's also a difference. Meaning, like if you were running DNP and trying to wrestle, that's gonna
that's hard.
But the protein bars though that you guys made at home, when you were putting those in plastic bags, how did you find your first sales?
Man, the first bar, literally at the time. Maybe it'd help if I give you a little bit of a backstory.
Have the energy because it is the hardest thing you'll ever do. So,
but like a good example of what you're saying, Dave, would be when you look at someone like, you know, most bodybuilders lose lots of range of motion and flexibility as they grow, and it's because they don't really fight to retain it as they grow. But then you look at someone like,
by the age of 14, my mom died of cancer.
Oh man!
And I ate everything in sight.
Okay.
I, you know, I'm a grown up and don't know how to deal with it. So imagine a kid trying to deal with that.
Yeah.
And when I would eat, for that second, I'd feel good.
There you go.
You know, if you want a little more hamstrings, you could do them off a deficit. I mean, there's so many different ways to do this. You know, you don't have to be a powerlifter and just do squat, bench, and deadlift.
Right.
As long as you're hitting your posterior chain with an exercise that you like, you're going to get a lot of development from it if you keep progressing with it. So if you, for whatever
pounds, I gladly have one arm now. Mm. That's how bad I felt. Yeah. It's like a different mindset when, you know, don't get me wrong. When I was 12, I was still making those decisions. When I was 14, I was still making those decisions. But for your entire life, you've had a bad relationship with food.
Mm-hmm. If, like you're saying, man, if you were to add 2.5 pounds on each side of the bar, every time you were there, you'd progressively, in itself, not changing anything else, you'd be a lot stronger.
Exactly. I just recently purchased micro plates, which are, they have the plates that go in little increments.
Protein, fat, or carbs.
Yeah.
Had everything to do with psychology.
Hmm.
So when you've got a bunch of bad skills and bad habits, more importantly, how do you change those?
Man.
So I started developing, a lot of people do this still today, basically a psychological.
Because they actually do make a big difference in your training, especially with the bigger movements. You know, maybe squats you can get away with not adding those, but you get the idea.
Right. You ever use bands?
Yes, I have used bands. Not lately because, again, I'm just focusing. You know, again, if your goal is powerlifting.
One thing, and then what I learned was if it was convenient and easy, I could do it, even with a bunch of bad skills and bad habits, right?
Yeah.
So that developed, and then I lost 100 pounds over the course of a year. Literally.
You know, they could possibly say, you know, get used to a lift with a reverse band using an overload of weight. And then from there, you know, progressively get rid of those bands after they're used to handling, you know, heavier weight at the top.
Look you in the eye, wouldn't smile, you know, I was like, who I was as a person was defined by food, how people treated me, how I treated them.
Hmm.
What I was, what I could become, all that stuff started with food.
Yeah.
And when I took
a precarious position at the bottom of that rep, and because I have like a compromised SI joint, I'm more likely to get hurt at the bottom of that rep. So if I can handle a lot more at a stronger point in the movement, then I would much rather be.
Could have done it if you had a bunch of money now, but yeah, back then they didn't have anything.
Yeah, it wasn't available. So literally quit my job, sold everything I owned, moved in with my college roommate, my best friend from college. I said,
you got a lot of gains doing it. And I would also say, you know, again, tying point number three in with too many accessory movements, don't focus on doing much else. Focus on, you know, that reverse band deadlift and then maybe throwing in a couple of accessory movements there and keeping it very minimal. Because, you know,
from one location in the beach to 200 locations up and down the eastern U.S.
No kidding. So,
yeah, it was awesome. And then how this ties back to the bars was, man, I started getting questions like, hey, I get it, but sometimes chicken.
Having a plan is also very important because, you know, someone listening to this, maybe they're training for a powerlifting meet and they're listening to this and they heard you talk about squatting for an hour and a half and
yeah,
that might not be good for their goals.
Sure.
But maybe
sure.
Someone else listening to this who wants bigger legs, maybe that might be something they can implement in. So again,
not good, is it?
So, man, I was like, what if we had a bar?
Hmm.
And at the time, this is when sugar alcohols were really big.
Yeah.
And basically bars were candy bars with a bunch of sugar alcohols.
Absolutely.
And that was what.
And I hesitate to say hire a personal trainer because I think that you're great
And I think that Pete's great. There's a lot of really great people out there, but I also know of a lot of personal trainers that aren't great. So I'm going to say hire a good personal trainer, somebody
afterwards. If you eat something to feel bad afterwards, probably a sign you shouldn't be eating it. You know, this isn't about whether or not sugar alcohols are good or bad. Yeah. It's more about when you eat food, how do you feel? If you can handle that stuff and feel great, eat it. But if you can't,
2 year of college, you got to really indulge yourself in it. So sure. I think that it's important to find, you know, a really good, like you mentioned, a really good trainer, really knowledgeable, and someone that you click with. I think that's also important too, because you could find someone with all the knowledge, but if they can't teach you correctly, you're not going to get anything out of it.
Protein shake. I put protein powder in a cup, and let's say I put water, shake it up. You drink it. It's awesome. You love it.
Okay.
How come when we go to make a protein bar, we put the protein powder in, but pull the water out?
From it, I'm just going to kind of waste my money. If I don't agree with what you're saying and I don't implement what you're telling me to do,
right,
I'm not going to get anywhere. I'm going to spin my wheels also.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain amount of faith that you have to have in the program,
exactly,
you know, to make it work. And sometimes sometimes you don't see the result.
Or a small handful of nuts, or you drink a protein shake. So literally I said, all right, what if I put a small protein shake, a small piece of fruit, and a small handful of nuts all into a bar? That was how it was. And then the first verse.
Well, we mentioned it a little bit here. The top five mistakes, this is definitely one of the bigger ones. This probably would be up on the top as far as that goes, of a diet and just lack thereof diet, especially with new people who come in, you know, again, using the fat loss example.
So started making these bars, literally hand rolling them 16 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday. I remember the first one I wrapped up in like a little saran wrap.
Yeah.
And I took it like it was a newborn child to all my friends. Okay. I was like, look at this. This thing's.
And your results are going to come from your nutritional habits. So it doesn't really matter what you're putting into the gym. If you're not focusing on, you know, eating correctly, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, and that doesn't matter what your goal is. If your goal is overall fat loss, then you have to be in a caloric deficit.
Sure.
If your goal is weight loss, weight gain.
Then you're getting some pretty crazy reactions, man. People are like, this is the best bar I've ever had. Best bar ever.
Who are these people?
So literally, at the time, we had our meal delivery company going, and I was working at a martini
bar. They are willing to follow the diet, and they're willing to work hard. And even if they aren't seeing the results they want, they have faith that it will happen. And over time, for those people, I've never seen somebody who failed, honestly. I'm sure you could probably...
Our meal delivery company, as we expanded, and then ultimately we sold off the meal delivery company and then went all in on to figuring out how to make these bars and do something on a bigger level.
That's cool. So when you did start selling the bar,
you know, you didn't know, but you just thought, you know, so if you have your diet down, if you were to hire a coach and the coach would have explained to you, listen, Scott, you know, tuna fish from Subway is not going to cut it because the mayo is too much fat. You know, that would have cut down that learning experience for you so much faster. You would have learned right away.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are also.
Any place people were being active, we showed up, right?
Okay.
And then we'd have you try it, and then we'd sell you something on site, was our goal. And then slowly built that through word of mouth and started offering it online. And then that expanded to.
And, you know, if you don't have that stuff involved, you might not get a second date. Who knows? But I don't know though. You guys would probably know better than me. You guys over in New York, you got a lot more going on over there than us in Detroit.
Well, I'm mad.
And here's the whole story there. So as I mentioned, I'm making these bars highly perishable, and Nature's Bounty is like, hey, we want to buy you guys, and we want you to keep making those fresh bars once you can figure it out.
In order to gain muscle. Because at the beginning for me, one of the biggest downfalls I always had was, you know, I always thought, okay, I was always a skinny kid. So I was like, all right, I want to gain a lot of muscle. So what am I going to do? I'm going to eat a lot of chicken. I'm going to eat a lot of vegetables. I'm going to eat a lot of healthy foods. But at the end of the day,
it's all solved with water. So I told them that I would do it, but it wasn't what our passion or where we lied. We ultimately came down to a decision. Do we take care of our employees and our investors? And
those are great foods to eat, but if you're not eating enough calories, you're not going to grow. And the same thing, if you're trying to lose weight, you could eat all those foods, but you could be overeating, and you're not losing weight, and it's because you're overeating.
Advices Radio is presented.
They're acquired. Then the shelf-stable line came out, and it wasn't – we just did a poor job communicating what we were really doing.
Mm.
So there were a lot of people that were like, oh, man, you guys sold out. You know, so we've basically just been scrambling.
Where do you think supplements play a role in all of this for somebody that's newer?
I think that supplements are, especially for someone in the beginning.
Refrigerated.
I take it Nature's Bounty, then they're okay with that. Like you, basically what you're saying is you're now going to replace that with even a higher quality bar for a different market.
100%.
Gotcha.
And the reason, think about how people are perfect.
You know, they start using these things, but they haven't got all these other things down. They don't have the consistency or a program in the gym. They don't have the nutrition, and they aren't focusing on, you know, the primary basic movements that are going to get them to grow, and their results are going
to
be.
Now you can go to Walmart and you'll find refrigerated bars there, right? So the space is exploded. So they're very excited to have a shot. But ultimately, you know, when you buy a company and you bring a couple founders on board,
few of them were, because it looked really obvious. But then I find out that some skinny kid over there is taking like three times more than I ever have. And maybe he's got a couple more veins in the summer, but you know, realistically, that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it goes back to what we said earlier.
I have four flavors to start with. There's a dark chocolate almond cashew. There's a chocolate peanut butter. There's also blueberry vanilla, and then a vanilla fruit and nut. And they'll start online.
Consistent, you know, regulation for the digestive system. And then after that, a whey protein. But realistically, man, anything outside of that, is there anything else you would add to that list that you could say would be very beneficial?
It's funny, if you would have asked me that question.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And they are, like I said at the beginning, this has probably been the best protein bar that I ever had. What's the blueberry flavor you mentioned?
It's blueberry vanilla cashew.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite right there.
It's awful hard to say you're being healthy if you're drinking a half a bottle of Klen a day. Advices Radio
Network. Presented by Napsgear.
Advices Radio is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions of the
host. And we want it to be authentic. We don't want it to be some gimmick or marketing ploy.
Okay.
So feedback, people trying it. What do they want to see? What would they want to do different? It's almost like the bar for the people, if that makes sense. It's like, what would you. It's the short and size, the t-shirt Levi's is its only disguise. Built like a tank, get hard to hit. Ice Cube and Easy E,
cold running shit. Well, I'm Easy E, the one they're talking about. Nigga tried to roll a dice. Welcome to Advices Radio, episode number 23.
But it's like, okay, what do you want to see? Like, there's no one doing a really awesome mango pineapple protein bar when you think about it, right?
No, there isn't.
So do people, if they want traditional chocolate flavors and traditional protein bars,
and then they hit stop at that point.
Exactly.
We lost our audience. Damn. That's what we're here for.
I'm good here. I appreciate you asking me to, you know, to come out. It's been a little while.
Yeah, so it'll be something you actually, almost a condiment for protein bars. You top yourself. So that's like the stuff we work on just on the weekends and for fun and make for family and friends.
Right on, man. I really appreciate you coming on, Mike, and telling
like what you were doing with your life. I learned all sorts of really cool stuff, and I can honestly say that it impacted my bodybuilding. And it impacted the knowledge that I have today. So, yeah, man, I know that I'm not alone. There's a lot of other people out there that feel that way.
And it's cool to see your passion and see how far it's carried you.
Well, man, we're very fortunate. We just want to do good things. And we appreciate your support. And VJ, you guys have been awesome. You know, VJ, actually, a lot of people don't know this, but such a comic book nerd.
But again, it's, you know what it is one thing I did take away from it is, we had such a good dynamic with that show, and I don't want to say that I took it for granted, but I don't know enough about podcast. I don't know that I don't want to say
anything. I said, not until I make sure you love them, man. because again, I want it to be real. So we're working with John. Probably won't do the larger format bar.
Okay.
We did this wild, like 20 gram of protein bar for him.
Hell yeah. Those are my favorites. I got,
whether it was the one on, you know, Intense Muscle with Samich or even with Heather Armbrust. And, you know, there were obvious indications that that was not going to be successful. So, you know, you cut them short and, you know, you cut your losses, you get the hell out. So I'll take my time. It'll be,
you know, the fact that the core philosophy of the brand, core philosophy of the bars, are the same, that same reason why John worked with me in the beginning. So,
oh yeah, man. Well, I'm excited to see what happens. This has been really cool. So guys, for another episode of Advice
of getting the right people together again, and speaking of the right people, I don't want to go on any longer before introducing Scott. What's up, man? How you doing, S2H?
I'm doing great.
You sound excited.
Your energy level.